Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you everyone for coming. And roll call, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Swatlow.
Here.
Mayor Sunday Connor.
Here. So we have four here, we have a quorum. And approve the minutes of January 13th, City Council and Committee meetings. Everybody get their minutes read.
I move to approve the minutes of January 13th, 2025, council meeting and committee meetings.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Anyone oppose? Natalie, do you have any report tonight?
Not tonight.
Okay. Treasurer's report, Debbie is absent.
There is a treasurer's report in your packets, though.
Anybody have any questions on that? Attorney's report, Attorney Collins?
I don't think I have anything other than the ordinance that is in 13A.
Okay. No engineer present. Any public comments, petitions? No? Okay. And committees, finance, insurance, zoning, Alderwoman Sally Clark?
I have nothing to report this time.
Okay, sewer, Alderman Livingston?
Nothing, thank you.
Streets and alleys, Alderman Long is absent. Police, Alderman Ward is absent. Chris is here, though.
I don't have anything of super significance to report. We did post a notice of abatement and condemnation notice on the garage down there on Avenue G because there's people living there and there's no toilet or sewer hookups in it. So we went ahead and did that, which were promptly ripped down. So
no way.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to take the next steps on that. But besides that, our trainee is doing well at the academy. He's passing everything. And that's about it.
Okay. Anything for ESDA, Denny?
Other than I was approached about a pickup truck and the two-wheel drive 2008, 2009, has utility boxes all the way around, and they said that $2,000 or less dollars for it. He'd let the work of the city on it, but we need something to keep stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
My car's getting pulled in the back.
Well, we'll need to put that on the agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, water, Alderman Miller?
Had a water break on North Elm. This time of year, if you don't know, this time of year is probably one of the worst time of year for water breaks because the water ground freezes, and if there's just a little bit of motion or whatever in that, it's going to break the pipes. So I don't know if that's what it was or not, but anyway, that's all I have underwater.
Utilities, Alderman Long is absent, and buildings absent, okay. Tourism, Alderman Miller.
Biggest thing coming up right away is February the 7th is mm-hmm. Eagle Day. We put some money in on it, so hopefully everybody can make it out to take part in it. I know Havana's got it going on, Fulton County's got it going on, Havana both, so a lot of stuff going on. Hopefully it's nice weather for them.
Yeah.
Hopefully the Eagles are there.
Citizens Committee, no one here. Christmas Committee, Kenny, got anything new?
We'll be having a meeting February 4th here at 6:30 for everybody who wants to come up, just talk about how it went last year and what to look forward to this coming year.
Okay. Are we going to have the spaghetti supper again?
I do not know that.
No. Okay. All right, economic development, Aaron's not here. There was a chamber meeting at noon. Just went over, discussed Easter egg hunt, Edgar Lee Masters Day again, it's going to be August 22nd. Trying to think what else we talked about. Talked about those buildings over here that was Mauer Stutz looked at. And, you know, they're kind of looking at me and they're saying, you know, what have you guys decided? And I'm like, we haven't discussed anything again, so I don't know if we need to put it on the agenda or something. I don't know.
For what?
About the buildings over here at Miller Shoe Store.
Chamber have that report?
She sent it to me, so okay. I have it now.
Okay.
I haven't printed it out because it's kind of long, but...
Probably not worth printing out or enough?
Well, the pub's pretty good. The old pub is pretty good, but the... They said, you know, the other building couldn't really walk in on the floors. Or we could see the basement through the floor.
Yeah. Huge hole in the back of the
ceiling. So I need to print that out and give everybody a copy.
We need a copy just to see where the buildings stand, how bad they are. So when somebody asks us about them, we can be honest.
Yeah, so I'll get that printed out, get them to everybody. So, and let's see, our Historical Society has an 8-pin bowling tournament February 7th also. It's in the evening with silent auction.
February the 7th?
Yeah.
What time?
I think it starts at 6:30.
Where is that at? Is that Canton?
In Canton.
Okay.
And you want silent auction stuff again?
Yeah. Okay. Public Works report, Evan?
For the final year report, I'm still working on that, getting a bunch of numbers, comparing them last year. I do know we were up on water loss. Not a whole lot, but I know we had a significant amount of more water main breaks than the prior year, for sure. Wastewater panels are kind of forward. They had to get some extra parts, and then weather. They're hoping to be here first week of February, so I can get those in. And with water, it's still in a little dilemma, but hoping to get that back underway for the ground storage project and get it finished up so it's operational. Other than that, vehicle stuff. Got a few vehicles I still got to take to shops, get them worked on. Our back truck's still having some issues. And our international still having issues, so I just got to find somewhere that will work on them and fix them, and they're done.
Okay. I just have a couple things. I don't know where I'm supposed to say it. Talk. Any place.
Whenever you want.
I went to the mayor's meeting last week. They had their first mayor's meeting for the year up in Canton on the 15th. It was interesting. You know, not all the mayors were there, but most of them. They're working on a UTV, like side-by-side county ordinance. They want to try to make a ordinance for the whole county, and if you pay for your side-by-side in one town, it's good in the next town. And they want to get some kind of paths lined up so you can ride from town to town. Neil Anderson, the senator, was there. He's trying to get a UTV law passed for the whole state. Like Wisconsin has their snowmobile one, so he's trying to do one for the whole state. So.
Did they talk about fees? Is that what they're wanting to do?
They want to make a uniform fee for every town. Because some towns are 75 and they have to do it, renew it every year.
Well, I figured with the county and state, they'd probably want to do a fee.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I
would. Yeah, but will that be a yearly or a one year?
Other than that, they probably wouldn't be interested at all. So
yeah.
It's a fee.
They didn't really say how much.
Yeah.
Just if we pay. And that's what I was wondering, because like if you pay here, then it's good for Canton and it's good for Smithfield, and I don't know.
Because county's going to be involved, probably have to pay at the courthouse.
Yeah, see, that's I don't know who's going to get the money. I don't know if it's, municipality. So it's going to be, well, I know a lot more at the next meeting.
Yeah.
So, working on it. Vote by mail. Patrick just wanted me to remind everybody that mailing. Now, they don't stamp the vote at the local post office, evidently it gets somewhere else, and then it gets the date stamped on it. So you said if you're mailing, make sure you mail it as soon as possible. And I thought this was kind of neat. The Sedgwick building's getting sold to the Salvation Army for a dollar to make the homeless shelter.
In Canton?
Mm-hmm. So.
Menial funeral home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what I learned up there. So, okay, unfinished business. Discuss, act upon the parking ban ordinance. Nathan and I was just kind of looking at.
Yeah, so the mayor had a question as to whether or not we should include trailers specifically in the language of the proposed amendment to the parking ban. I looked up in our ordinances what the definition of a vehicle was, which is the term that's used in the proposed ordinance. And it indicates every device in, upon, or by which any person or property is or may be transported or drawn upon a highway or requiring a certificate of title under 3-101D of the Illinois Vehicle Code. So that would encompass trailers as well,
okay,
from an enforcement perspective, as well as from saving time and not having to go back and amend this to specifically include trailers.
Okay.
So anything with a title, basically, and anything which people can be conveyed upon, it does exclude things that are you want me to wait?
Huh? No, okay. No.
Oh, it's you? I thought you were...
I'm just holding my Helen Keller back here.
I got you. I thought you were listening to something. I heard the alarm going off. It does exclude like bicycles and things like that, but I figured Evan just push them out of the way.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Okay.
Anyway, I think we're good on the language.
Okay. You guys, anybody have any other questions on it, or?
So, what's the high rise going to do about cars parked all the way around there?
Well, that's up to that man right there.
Oh,
did you read this?
Is that the city street, or is that?
It says no cars on the streets.
There's parking areas,
so
technically aren't on the street.
So what this ordinance says is you can't have a car on the street after within 12 hours of a 3-inch or greater snowfall event. So.
It's behind.
Have parking places.
And that's on the street.
That's what I'm saying. Well,
designated parking spots aren't on the street because they're not willing to travel.
Yeah, it's not traveled. It's just like the same as around the square. If they're parked,
they just get plowed in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly, because that's not a travel area.
That can't possibly be right.
It doesn't sound like a travel area.
There's no way that... Then on the same token, if I park in front of the pub over there in the parking place, because that's not a normal flow of traffic, as you said, then I am okay. So then that ordinance means nothing at this point.
It does on side streets.
It says impedes the flow of traffic right in the ordinance.
Yes.
If you're in a parking spot, you're not impeding flow of traffic.
Yeah.
So is that the purpose? Is that what we wanted?
So I see. So the side streets where there is no designated lines, kind, right?
Right.
You're looking at me. I copied Canton's ordinance and put it on Lewistown's
as long as there's parking lines, then...
There's no way in the world you can expect everyone at Spooner Towers to be all the...
That's right. That's why I brought that up.
But according to this ordinance here, everything behind the high-rise would have to move everything out because there's no designated parking.
On the same token, Evan...
Yep,
the purpose you thought for this is not to continue to have cars parked on Main Street and around the square, correct?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you thought they'd be all gone, right?
Yeah, so they clear it all up and not have to work around vehicles, and then when they move the next day, they're pile of snow sitting.
So the chief is reading the recitals, you know, impeding the flow of traffic and talking about why we can legislate, so to speak, about these things. But the ordinance itself, which is on the second page, section 1, talks about 7230 being amended to read, it shall be unlawful to park any vehicle on any public street So if there's on-street parking, then it should be unlawful for you to park in. I mean, that's the black and white way to read that. So I don't know what the high rise is going to do. So like I say, it's up to that guy right there if he wants to write a ticket. It's up to Evan whether he wants to call the chief and complain about it, to alert him to the fact he needs to write a ticket. So if there's no wiggle room there.
And if they got vertical in parking, how is that same as parking in the street?
Nobody's going to park in the street.
Yeah, but you know, like...
Broadway's a perfect example. I mean...
Well, that's what I mean, then. I mean, Broadway's...
Perfect
example. Nobody should be parked on Broadway.
The street, you
can't park. On the north side of the high rise.
Euclid's not.
But they do.
No, I mean, I mean, but
they
down
park
this way,
on both sides
up here
of the street
you can park
there.
It, yeah, designated parking.
But that's not, to me, that's not angled in parking. That's on street parking back there.
Okay.
Unless you count the...
Well, see, I agree with you. The
unless
angled,
you count
the... The angled in parking doesn't bother me, but I want to be sure that that says... What we think.
But are the Eisenhower slots inverted in actual parking spots just like the other ones? Because that may be the. They might have brought the curb line in. I think
that's what they did.
They did.
Yeah. So that's
so right. They would be designated parking spots.
But on the north side of Eisenhower, that's all on street parking.
Yeah, that's all
that,
on
they
street.
They wouldn't be able to park there.
So the one side of the street, you
pull
the north
in,
side, you would
into
go
the curb.
Park, on the south side, you could.
Yeah.
Other than the one stall we're trying to do away with.
Yeah. And both
along
ends
the, and
are
along
angled
the,
in parking.
And then along the
yeah,
parking lot.
The curb comes out around them.
Yeah. Okay.
But along the park, we got it worked out then?
This is all crystal
clear. I don't know. Is that what that says, Mr. Collins?
I read it to you, Dave. It says no parking on any street. So
can they park in them angled spots?
Are they back off the side of the block? Is it a parking lot?
Well, I think that it's... You know, the curbs,
his opinion is, again, it's the only one that matters.
The curbs up there jag in, you know.
They are out of the traffic lane. They are not in the traffic lane.
Okay. But even if they're, like, around the courthouse here, they're not off the street. They're not in a designated parking area. Even if the parking area, to me, is set off the street and it's parallel to the street, it's still a parking area if it's within the block, basically. So there's the road, there's the boundary to the road, and then there's a parking lot.
If you continued the curb line, they would be inside the curb line.
Yeah.
Who do you think owns that?
See,
angles
before,
in where
before
the
with the signs
yet.
That we had around
well,
town,
the city
downtown,
the
signs
right.
We had, before when we had the signs
the
downtown.
Yeah.
There,
yeah.
And there
the
is signs
has,
over there.
There's signs
right.
That says like so much and
just
no parking and so many inches or whatever that. And then at that point, we had a right to, it just like around the square when we cleaned it off. If it got to that amount, we could go around and ask them people to move their vehicles. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they would be towed. And that, which never happened. I mean, we
right.
Just asked them to move it. So is that covered under the 3-inch thing, or?
You don't have to have signs when it's every street. That's what we talked about when we originally talked about this, the first meeting in December. We didn't want to have to go put up 300 more signs
correct.
To try
correct.
To designate what was what. And before you had to, you know, go through this dog and pony show of the mayor deciding what the weather was going to be and,
correct.
You know, announcing to everyone publicly what that forecast, I mean, is, you know, might as well left it up to the groundhog,
yeah.
Right?
Correct.
But now we've got it where if it's 3 inches, which is a very quantifiable way of determining whether or not a parking ban comes into effect.
Okay.
Then you don't get to park on the city street.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean parking in the traffic lanes, as was originally discussed. It means don't park along the streets either.
Okay.
Now, in a recess-type parking area that's specifically put there, you know, within the confines of the block. In other words, you turn the curb,
yep.
And there's not a straight line to the other corner, but there's a jut in where cars park.
Yep.
I don't think we get to issue tickets or have people towed at that point. But when people are parked around the courthouse or when people are parked on Main Street or anything like that,
okay.
That's when it becomes an issue.
So it's kind of the same that we can, if they don't move, we can ask them to move
absolutely.
Or they will be towed
yep.
Because we're going to plow it.
The penalties are in $72.99. They can be towed, they can be fined.
Okay.
Just it's all up to the discretion of your police chief here. And I think he'll do a fine job with it. I mean, he can run plates and decide who's who and where they live
correct.
And how to get a hold of them if he wants to do that, but the reality of it is...
I think
you got that white car moved too, by the way.
Oh, up there, in the high rise?
And I think ultimately, as far as a band, if it's up to the works director and the police department on whether this works for them, because they're the one that has to take care of it and police it and clean it and everything else.
So if it works for
them, if it works for them, it works for us, I'm sure.
Exactly.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Thank you.
I have all the confidence in the world.
I've learned that was extremely insightful. Do you want, is there something you'd prefer to have different?
No, it is more or less, town wide, clears everything up. And then, like you said, if I or St. Chris goes up there, one of the officers, and they ask him, like, hey, can you move this? Then eventually, if you get the same person that's a reoffending deal, then there's consequences. Because you're going to have someone that's going to argue it and not want to move it, but.
And realistically, if they could just move it to the other side of the street for 45 minutes while you come through and clean stuff up, it's probably okay, right?
Yeah. Yeah, usually I do that with various apartments, just right here on Lincoln. I'll blare the horn a few times, and then eventually they'll come out. They just go around the block while I plow that parking spot, and then. So some people do work with this.
And what's going to come down to is everybody's going to think that we're out just trying to get money out of them. And that's not the intent. The intent is to make sure the roads are clear.
Exactly.
They're able to be traversed in the town. If they'll come out and move their car for a little bit so we can plow them, that's fine.
I already made a motion.
Was there a motion?
Tell your friend to second me.
Sally seconded.
Sally seconded.
You did not.
Hi, girl.
That's what I like.
But there is a discussion on the board, so.
All right.
All right.
Roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Okay, discuss act upon no parking sign at high rise. I think it's two signs.
Two signs?
Isn't it two signs, one for each side? Or do we, well, we don't need it now, do we?
No, you wouldn't need it.
Because of the new ordinance.
I thought we were going to.
You would on one side.
The one side.
I thought we were going to make that a no parking area, Kendall's idea.
I think this summer probably ought to really do that and hash it out and put the hash mark.
Where the ambulance could get in easier and rescue and everything. They were talking, Kendall brought up at the last time, I think, correct me when I'm wrong, because I will be.
Can't wait.
From where you come out of the high rise that road.
Are you talking to me or Evan?
You.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute, let me rephrase that. Whoever the hell listened to my talk.
Okay, not nobody.
They were going to make that no parking from.
Oh, God.
Like the other side of the entrance.
On the north side there where the ambulance fire truck was.
Yeah.
The exit to the dump.
So is that what we're doing?
Well, I mentioned the fact that instead of putting signs, because nobody's going to pay attention to the sign. And for them to know that there's no parking is the summer when we get to the streets is paint that area yellow and put things across it and actually put maybe no parking in the street.
Just stencil no parking on the road.
And then put the signs, and that way everybody knows there's no question it is no parking in this area.
Very visible.
Why don't we do the red curbs so it's.
Sure, red, yes, you're correct.
Because any emergency
have to put a sign.
Fire lane, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't have to have a sign if you do.
Oh, no.
Just paint.
But nobody knows what red is in Virginia.
Everybody complaining about a car parked in the fire.
Ambulances can use fire lanes too, can't they?
Trust me, we've had fire trucks complain at the store.
But if we put it big enough, visible enough, with no parking, then people will know.
Yeah.
Does that mean does that mean the fire department has to pay for it if we paint it red?
So, I don't know.
We don't get enough money.
You can paint that curb red. Soon at this time, but unless you just do no parking, so.
So what are you boys going to do?
Well, I think they talked about too, if we were getting signs, was the high rise going to pay for them? I think that was part of it.
Have you talked to the high rise about paying for them?
What?
I don't know.
No?
Sorry, I wasn't at the last meeting.
Yeah.
That's no excuse, Natalie.
Why don't you just paint the curb red and make it a fire zone and just be done with it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you know,
I don't know who came up with that idea, but that sounds like genius.
Thanks, Mr. Collins.
I'm just saying what they said.
Are you going to vote on that one?
What?
Are you going to second that one?
What one?
Uh, don't know.
But can we, I mean, with it being winter, can we paint them right now, or?
No.
It'd have to be winter weather.
Yeah,
spring?
You don't gotta buy.
So are we just throwing this away?
Yeah, we're done with it.
Okay.
Okay.
We're done with it.
We need an ordinance for that anyway, won't we?
We'll need a special parking table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Update.
Yep.
Okay.
That's where you come in, Nathan.
I'm on it. I already know where they're at, but I'll figure it out.
Alright.
I'd heard it's by the dumpster.
All you gotta do is call me, I'll go park it.
By the dumpster.
Bring the red paint.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. New business, discuss act upon Genev's TIF application.
TIF being just asking for $5,176 for electrical upgrades. So we can vote on it and then see, make sure, and then TIF will let us know.
Let us know, we can do it.
Yeah. But we can vote on it and let TIF make a ruling on it and go from there.
There we go.
So that was $5,176.
I'm moved to approve.
Second.
Roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
No.
John Swallow.
Aye.
So now.
It's gonna be outside.
I know.
Well, we gotta get a ruling on you.
So did that pass or not?
Three.
It didn't pass on the 3-2 vote on that building.
I think that was different.
But that was 3-2.
Depending on how much majority.
This is 3-1.
Yeah.
So it's majority, it's, we have the.
That, that was different, because it was a municipality purchase, you know, doing land, a land.
Right now, it doesn't really matter, we still have to get the TIF approval from the attorney.
Yeah.
Nice try.
I mean, they have to say.
Your technicality.
It really didn't pass, because the way they read that, her on that building was, you had to have.
That, the building was a total different, it's a different voting rule.
It's different.
On it.
Different rules, because I called.
Municipalities, but.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rules are for.
I could go, I mean, I can vote too.
But is it?
On the ordinance, I'm supposed to, but I don't have to.
Yeah, because we have the minimum of the 4 that we have to have, and it's 3-1, so that's majority. Let's go Bills.
Yeah, we'll just have to see what TIF says.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let y'all know.
Did we do roll call? Yeah, so it caused all that. Okay, presentation of bills, approve bills properly endorsed.
I make a motion, we approve bills properly endorsed.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark. Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Swallow.
Aye.
No closed session.
I move to adjourn.
I'll second that. All in favor?
I've heard it.
6:58.
6:58.